Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized.
Okay.
And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Elizabeth Rome and Michael Hitchcock join the show. We talk about strange hobbies, double chins, and the benefits of water. We basically will post what the schedule is for the first hour and then the second hour of Jeff Lewis Live. Now we have Jeff Lewis Live extended. I explained to Michael that really the second hour is the big hour. You guys are just opening for the second hour.
We've all come to understand that.
I'm really excited for that second
hour. we're second fiddle. Yeah, exactly.
So this woman, Margaret, she decided she would comment. So she saw the schedule with you, Michael, and you, Liz. And she said, are all of these pictures of the guests and you 10 years old?
Wow.
Get your shit together and post updated pictures, dick sucker.
Oh my God.
Now, why
wow.
Did
you,
that is so aggressive.
So angry.
Is that Crystal?
Why did you have to put dick sucker in there?
I don't know.
Are you sure she's not a friend of yours?
Typical Zoila.
I mean, I don't know. Understand? It could have been just effective without the last two words.
Wow. She wanted to make sure you knew that she was talking to you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just how we all address you.
Do you think she was referring to Michael's picture?
Probably. That's probably from 1976. I don't even know what it is. I don't know.
You looked great in 1976, Michael.
I really did. Thank you.
Oh, it's pretty accurate.
Let's see.
I don't know what picture
that's
it is.
That's a nice one.
It's so small.
Mine is like 100 years old. Okay. I didn't even have a child at that time. Take that down.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I can't see the picture.
They're
it's
accurate.
So small. Yeah, they're pretty good.
I like it because people were like, God, they just look so great. They just look younger and younger.
That's like my
because we keep taking older and older pictures.
I was going to say, and my Law & Order episodes just run and run, and people think I'm still 30.
Yeah.
Now, you had would you say a negative chump experience?
Well, I don't know if it was negative or so depressing I wanted to jump off of a building. I did the show December 27th, which apparently is the day no one watches or listens. But so anyway, I read, don't ever read the comments, but I did.
Oh, dear God.
And so, you know, most of them were nice. But one person said, speaking of pictures, they go, oh, I thought that your guest, Jeff Lewis, was Bob Mackey.
It's pretty rough.
And I mean, Bob Mackey's a handsome man, but he's 83 years old. Well,
that's actually one of the nicer comments.
And I think they weren't, I don't think they were trying to be funny. I really truly thought, like, oh, I'm disappointed it wasn't Bob Mackey.
Well, you got off easy. I mean, that's nothing.
Last time I was here, I got ripped a new one with those comments, and I never read them. And the day I choose to read them, they hated me so much. I don't know. They said Liz does not authentically come across as like she would. They didn't like that I was teasing Doug. Sorry, guys.
Oh,
but here's the thing. So initially, they didn't like you.
Right.
Then when your fiance left you, dumped you, they liked you again.
They liked me.
And then now. I think you're too happy.
You're happy.
You're too happy. That's the problem.
Happier than ever.
You have no fucking idea how unhappy I am. I'll tell you all about it.
Well, we have an idea.
I've never, ever been happier. That was me, right?
Yeah, we have an idea, and I'm sure you should definitely follow Liz Rome on Instagram.
I did. I am.
Oh, Valentine's Day is coming up, so you can expect a cringy, sappy post that she'll dedicate to Peter, the love of her life, and she's never been happier.
That's right. That's right. And now they're posting on Peter's Instagram saying hashtag never been happier when he puts these dumbass pictures of us up. Listen, guys, don't let it fool you.
Wow. No, so yeah, you just be prepared for that one.
Congratulations on your show. I've watched the last episode. It turned out great.
Oh, Hollywood Houselift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really good. In fact, I brought you a present because I know you run out. I got you some olive oil and some butter. Because I know you always need some.
That's actually the butter I do use. Challenge salted butter.
Yeah, salted. It's great.
Yes.
Right?
No,
but you always need a little extra.
So you don't know this, but basically we had hired a house manager who wasn't really... He wasn't really getting the grocery list down, and he was buying things we didn't need, and he was not buying things that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he would go to the grocery store twice a week, we would still have no groceries by the weekend. But we had plenty of butter and olive oil. So they had focused. The cameraman had focused on all the olive oil and butter, and that's the joke.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Now, Michael Hitchcock, I am desperately trying to get you to do speed dating with us.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. No, but that would just be so sad. I don't want to be at the end of the thing and have no one wanted me. That just sounds horrible.
I don't think that's going to be the case. Now, for Doug.
Everybody wants Doug.
I actually think Doug.
Now she's being nice to Doug because they raped
her.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. Doug is,
everyone wants
Doug is the funniest, you know, and the smartest.
Where do they do it now? Where are they doing
it? I can't tell you. It's in West Hollywood.
Oh, it's a secret one?
Well, there's one company that hosts them all over the city.
Oh.
So there's one
upcoming. I'll tell you what day, Michael, but Chaz Dean is doing it. Doug Buden is doing it.
Oscar. I think you should do it.
Our producer over here, Oscar,
okay,
is doing it. I think it'd be really fun if you went.
And do they ring the bell and all that?
I mean, I've never been.
I'm going to bring a bell so I can ring it for you guys.
I think it'd be fun if you went.
Yeah, it would be an experience.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I can take that much rejection.
I don't think you can.
If you're on this show, you can.
Yes.
Yes, we prepare you for rejection. Now, speaking of rejection, so I had a setup. It was a blind date, but there's no blind dates anymore because you can look at them on Instagram.
Sure.
But it was a blind date, I guess.
Sure.
Marlo, my entertainment attorney, who has become my pimp, has now set me up with two people. Ooh. So we met on Friday, and I don't know what is going on in my world, but he's a Disney gay.
The best kind.
So what does that mean for you?
They're everywhere. They look just like you and me. They eat the same foods.
He's a Disney gay.
He looks totally normal.
So is this a sign to you to just be alone, perhaps?
I don't know what the sign is, but
it's
working out. I can't get away from this.
Whoa.
He was a very handsome guy. You saw him.
I'm shocked. I mean, that is shocking news.
I was shook.
He didn't look like that kind of person to me.
He did not. But you know what? You know what reminded me? Because he was very nerdy, but a hot nerd. Kind of like that guy in your improv. You know the one hot guy in your improv?
Yes, I know.
Where you would, if you saw him on the street, you would think he's totally normal. Like he's a handsome guy, but he's in improv.
He's in improv.
Are you feeling rejected yet, Michael?
But you know what they say about those people.
Oh boy! But it's true. You see an improv show and you're like, no, thank you.
That's what I say.
Absolutely true. Especially when I do it because I've fallen off the stage. I was a human tornado and I flew off the stage into the band. It was no one's going to date that. It's bad. So I think people come to see me these days just to see if I have a stroke. I mean, that's truly part of the ticket price.
Maybe on speed dating, I don't think you should bring up improv or Disney.
Right.
Yeah.
So he said he went to the University of Disneyland.
No.
Wow.
What's
and
that?
I said, what the fuck is that? And he said there's 20,000 applicants and they only accept 500. He did it for his business minor. I guess he got credit for
what?
It.
What in real, the world joke. Are you talking about?
It is a real thing, believe it or not. A lot of my friends do it.
Have you applied?
What is it?
I have not.
Is it how to be like a nicer person and sing?
No, they learn about the business side of Disneyland.
Oh,
so it's like it's for business school. But here's the thing. You have to work at Disneyland. So he's there for a summer, right? So he goes to Disney World. He enrolls in University of Disney. Mm-hmm. And then he starts off working in a kitchen, and then he got promoted to Liberty Square. Do you know where it's that?
It's
Liberty
where the
Square
fountain
is right where,
Isn't that like where it's Abraham Lincoln is or something probably?
Where they have the Hall of Presidents over there at Disney World. So it's right by the Haunted Mansion in Liberty Square. It's really nice over there.
Well, he was scooping popcorn.
Oh.
And he said he took the costume and he wears it most Halloweens now.
What costume? What does he dress up with?
Knickers and something.
Oof.
But I saw a picture of it. He does it without a shirt. It's pretty hot.
Wow.
But so he has a vest without a shirt and then these kind of knickers or whatever.
But is it a character?
Is it a character? What is it? No, he's just...
No, I think he's just a cast member. If you say he's scooping popcorn, I don't know why you would need to scoop popcorn.
He has to wear a costume. He has to wear a costume. No, he had a t-shirt. He had a shirt normally.
Oh, okay.
But on Halloween, you know, you want to look slutty. So on Halloween, he doesn't wear the shirt. He just wears the vest.
Oh, that's separate from his job. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So then after he did the kitchen, then he gets promoted to Liberty Square scooping popcorn, and then he got cast as Prince Charming.
Wow. Oh, that's nice. Good for him.
And he got $5.25 an hour.
Whoa.
But here's the thing. They're a little cheap at Disneyland. They deduct $67 a week for his room and board.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so then I had to ask that question. So do you still go to Disneyland? And he's like, yeah. And I said, do you have an annual pass? He said, yes, I do.
Absolutely.
And you said, sold.
You said, sayonara.
But then he said, but I don't go that often. Now, I was like, don't ruin this because I don't even want to know how often he goes.
Right.
So he says he doesn't go that often. But what does that mean? I don't know. I go once a year with my daughter.
Right.
That's often.
Jameson.
Yeah.
10 times a year.
My guess is if he doesn't go that often, he's going 3 to 4 times a year. But that's rich, Jeff. He has the annual pass, and he's just like, whatever, I'll just go whenever.
It's No. I think he's trying to play it cool. I think he goes, I think he's like you guys. I think he goes all the time.
Mm.
And as far as I know, he could be part of that Facebook group that you're a part of.
I was just about to say, you know what? I think this is karma for all the times you came after me for Disney.
It's something. It is something. I don't. I'm just like, well, I can't fucking get away from these Disney.
Can you
gays.
Hang in there? Yeah. Can you hang in there?
I don't know.
With a Disney.
Well, how hot was he? I mean, it's like
pretty hot.
It's a scale, like a, you know.
And what are his feelings about Splash Mountain shutting down?
But these, but these guys are so nice. I'm sure he's a real sweetheart. Aren't all people who love Disneyland?
I tried to change the subject as soon as possible.
Smart.
So we go back to real estate because he's in real estate. Mm-hmm. So he starts to tell me about, you know, he's got rental properties and this and that, and then he says, I want to create, you know, a couple streams of income so then I don't have to work and I can pursue my hobby.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Was it improv? Hobby? Was it improv?
Thank God it wasn't improv.
Thank God.
But I was like, what hobby? Like, what is your hobby? He's a storm chaser.
Oh, my God.
He's one of those crazy people that, like, flies to Oklahoma and, like, chases fucking
tornadoes.
Twisters.
Well, he played a tornado once.
I did. A human tornado. Boy, that did not turn out well.
And he fell off the... Don't
so
tell,
you know how dangerous it is.
Don't tell the speed
dangerous.
Dating people out there.
And that was just pretend.
That he just flew into the audience. Mm.
So then I'm like, what? And then he chases hurricanes, blizzards... tornadoes. Then he starts like deep diving into like starts talking about supercells and thermodynamics. And I was like, can I get another drink, please?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's
oh,
bad.
Boy. I don't think this doesn't sound correct.
I one time went on a blind date and he wanted to go to House of Pies, which is a fine diner.
One in Los Feliz?
Yes. It's a fine diner, but maybe not for a first date. You're going to eat pie.
Right.
And he told me he used to be a pirate reenactor and he was psychic. And right, you're just like, bye, goodbye. I'll take my pie and go home. But like a pirate reenactor, what is that?
That's what, I mean, you do improv.
I guess, you know, walk the deck. I mean, I don't know. Like, it sounds awful. I think I'd rather date a Disney person. Mm.
Mm-hmm. But then, so I said, so you must be, I mean, I bet he's home right now jacking off to the Weather Channel.
Wow.
With this storm right now
so
in Los Angeles.
So he and Doug would get along.
Stop.
Oh, sorry. So, no, I meant because he's always, you know, he's watching the planes.
Well, he said, so he's like, yeah. So he starts talking about the storm that's coming in. And then he tells me that the annual, I did retain some information because he's good looking. So I was just kind of somewhat interested. If he was ugly, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, he was Prince Charming.
Right.
Yeah. Could be worse.
He was also a snow prince. Is that something? I think he said
probably. Snow prince?
There was a snow prince too.
Jameson? Do you know anything about a snow prince?
I don't know what that
they
means.
He was so
I
good
think
at
that's
it, they
a
just
cocaine
kept it going.
Habit, Jeff. That's what I think.
Oh, that was my last point. Okay, I got that confused. But yes, yeah, so he's going to be chasing the storm this weekend, and I said, so I'm just curious, like if we were to date, do we date between storms? And he said, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
You can't date during.
What does he get out of the storm chasing? Like,
good question.
What's his goal? Is he taking pictures? What's his, why is it a hobby? What is he doing?
That's a good question.
Is
I
he
could
just
have
standing
asked.
In the storm?
Well, that can be on day two.
Date two.
I have to wait till after the storm passes. Yeah.
And do it at Disneyland. You'll have a really good time.
I was a Universal tour guide, and the people that dressed up in costumes there smelled so bad that no one would sit near them. And so every time I see anyone in any of those costumes, all I think is they just stink to high heaven.
Well, he was in the Prince Charming costume, so
yeah, but
that
still,
probably could breathe a little better.
Maybe, but I don't
he
know.
He didn't smell.
How many people?
He didn't smell like a Disney character.
He didn't have a head on.
He didn't have a head
Prince
on.
Charming. He had his own head.
But they take those heads off and oof. I mean, no one would sit anywhere near them.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you find that, did you work at Disneyland?
I had never worked at Disneyland. I don't think I'll ever work at Disneyland.
Oh, I love, so now you have an attitude about Disneyland. you would never work there.
No, I wouldn't work there, no. I've heard horror stories. I'm good.
Wow.
I love my job here.
Keep the magic alive.
Yes.
Yeah, keep the
magic. I don't want to know what happens behind the scenes.
You don't want to see how the Mickey waffles are made. You know what I mean?
No.
It's
what are the horror stories?
I have so many.
He doesn't want to get sued by Disney.
I don't want to get sued.
The only thing with those nerds, have you fucked a nerd before?
Of course. Who hasn't?
I think I kind of get this weird, like, kinky sexual deviant vibe
from
him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like, I think he's dirty.
Get going then, Jeff. Get on it.
Well, he obviously has a need for thrill. Like being
because
excited.
Disneyland is so thrilling.
No, I'm sorry. The
right,
storm chasing.
With the storm chasing.
The storm chasing. Obviously, I think that's very, it's life threatening.
It's very like adrenaline junkie kind of
yeah.
It's
shit.
Like nerd smart.
I knew somebody
meat.
That did
right.
that once.
Thrill.
And those Disney parades, you can they fall off crazy. A float.
They were crazy.
But the one question that I think I didn't really like is that, because it was like a 3-hour date. And he was very chatty. He's very, like, he was, you know, very talkative, very interesting, smart guy. He's got his PhD, master's PhD,
pretty
all of
huge.
That.
In Disneyland, of yeah, course.
I don't know about that. But
pretty huge Disney.
But he, what was he saying to me? Oh, I know what it was that threw me off. He's like, so what do you think about an open relationship?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
On
strike
the first
three.
Date.
That's awful.
And I was like, I'm not really into that. I think if there is a day that you no longer want to sleep with me, then we should break up.
Oh, or yeah. you might change your
he
mind.
He says, well,
in
I want to sleep with you, but I want to sleep with those dozen people too.
Yeah.
Disney characters. Yeah.
They have they have to have something to do with Frozen.
I just thought that was a little off putting.
I think so.
Yeah, first
I think
date.
So.
Don't bring it up the first
I mean, unless
date.
That's what you're looking for. But
it's not.
No, you still have some
part.
Semblance of some
yeah,
desire for
not,
romance.
So, I don't know. It seems like a lot of red flags.
No, that's...
You need somebody more like Jonathan Colby, really.
But, you know, is Peter nerdy at all?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind
little,
of a
he's a little bit of a brainiac.
Nerd, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cares about politics and things like that.
Oh, like he reads,
the
he watches the news.
Our democracy, he's interested in that.
Oh.
I mean,
nerd.
Nerd.
Okay. Yeah.
What does he think of Nightmare Before Christmas?
He's a real big fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. so we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, it is time to play another edition of Guess That Track.
Or Girl, You're Whack.
80s edition.
Oh, boy.
So what we're going to do, Michael and Liz.
Yes.
We are going to play a little bit of a song.
Yeah.
All you have to do to get the point is you name the artist or the actual name of the song. Now, let me just make a suggestion. If you listen along enough, most of the time, the title of the song is in the lyrics.
So, in other words, you're a complete idiot if you fail at this. Okay, got it.
All right. And then we have a wonderful prize at the end, correct? Which we'll announce it at the end.
You know what would make it more fun? What if the listeners played along with us?
Yeah, let's do a call-in.
As if they were playing too. I think that's how it
maybe
should work.
Next time, Michael. Oh. All right, we are going to start with you're keeping score?
Yep.
With the first song.
It's Cars.
Duran Duran.
Girl, You're Whack. Whack, whack.
Oh, we both
did. Want to try again?
Do, do, do. Da, da, da.
Yes, that's the name of the song. Okay. That's the name of the song. Liz gets the point.
And who did it? Was it Cars?
The Police. The Police.
Oh. I knew that.
You were close.
The Police Car.
Not really.
And Jeff, did you say you could say either the song or the artist?
Yes.
Either one. And Michael, you don't have to buzz in. You can just yell it out.
Oh, okay.
He likes to do it.
Okay, all here's right. The next song.
Oh, boy. This is good. It's Boy George.
Yes, it. Well, no. But
it's not? Oh,
the
no.
Group.
George
the
group. Michael.
Girl, You're Whack.
Girl, You're Gonna Miss Me.
But Love.
Okay, so I don't think either one of them get the point, right? Mm-hmm. It's Culture Club. Miss Me Blind.
I forgot the Culture
How
Club.
How in the world
George.
Would I have known that? What do we win anyway? What's our incentive?
It's actually there's a real pretty prize. Fantastic prize.
Is it a car?
Close.
A candle?
Closer. Okay.
That's
George
Wham.
Michael!
Yes!
Fine.
Finally, Michael! Wake me up before you go, girl.
Yeah.
But do we get a tie there because I said George Michael?
No. Okay.
I'm so glad I got one.
Wow. B-52s?
No.
No, it's the other one. Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
I think Michael got that.
Michael got it.
And it's
so is it 2-1?
2-1.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hard one. You're never going to get it.
Well, we didn't get the easy ones.
Love My Way.
You got it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Psychedelic First.
Oh.
It's a good song.
Oh, so it's a tie now.
Tied up 2-2.
All right, here we go.
Oh, there's more. Peggy Lee Fever.
It's My Life.
You got it. Talk Talk, It's so, My Life.
Talk Talk.
So close.
All right, this is a hard one.
I love these songs.
There's more?
David Bowie?
It Must Be Love is probably the name of the song.
Yes. Madness. Wow. Okay, I feel like this is easy, this next one, but not for these two.
No.
This is probably the last easy one.
You think so this
there's
was
more
the,
after this
You'd think
one?
Our improv skills would kick in right about now.
You must whip it. It's the Devo.
Yep.
Whip it.
Whip it. Whip it good.
Okay, this is a hard one.
What was that? That's the look.
It's a look. It's a look. It's a
look. That's the look. That's the look. Okay. The look of love.
Yes.
And who is it? Who did it?
ABC.
But they all sound the same, don't they, 80s band?
Okay, where are we now? Tied?
4-4?
Shit, 4-4. Okay.
Too shy.
Haja Gugu. All right, so Liz Rome is in the lead.
She is.
Shocking.
Here we go. Get into a
car and drive to the other. Is that you, Jeff?
Is
singing?
It Duran
Duran? Jeff Lewis?
No. Stepping Out.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
Joe Jackson. We're tied now.
Tied.
Okay.
Hypnotize me.
And you run so far away. You run so far away. Is it Run So Far Away? No.
I don't think they're gonna get it. Flock of Seagulls, I Ran. You were close.
I Ran. Oh,
boy, I'm bad.
We're still tied, right?
80s. Still tied, 5-5.
Okay.
This will be Steve.
Johnny, we're sorry.
Johnny,
don't you come on home.
Johnny, come home.
Was it?
Oh, you have to do is sing the lyrics.
Sing the lyrics.
Wait, so is she head?
I mean, if she gets that point, then yes.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, Michael.
I'm trying
my
hardest.
You can get this.
If this was like the album of A Chorus Line, I'd know everyone.
We should do that one time. Show Broadway chance. Hits. Yep. Yeah. All right.
Madonna.
She Lee? No.
Want me.
Don't you want me?
Yes.
Don't you want
yes.
me?
Yes. Okay, we are tied. This is going to be the tiebreaker. This is the last song Ooh. Of the day. Oof. The winner is going to win a fabulous prize, which Doug will be announcing. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Mm.
99.
No, Loop Balloons.
Yes! Liz Rome won!
That's a good song.
Michael, God, that was a...
No, it was a tie. He got it, too.
That was a close one.
Boy, that was a tough game.
Tough game.
All right. Yeah. 99 left. Nana, right?
Uh-huh.
Nina. Yeah.
Okay, what does Liz Rome win today?
Gracias. Yes. Congratulations. Y vámonos to the magical land of... El Pollo Loco. Enjoy
oh, wow.
all they have to offer. With over 500 locations in southwestern Estados Unidos. Feast on a BRC or double chicken avocado salad with, how do you say, cucumber. And
how
top it off
say?
With a delicious churro for dessert. You'll go crazy at El Pollo Loco.
I'm going to go Bye, crazy.
Con
Congratulations, Liz.
Thank you. Wow.
Muchas
wow.
gracias, Liz y
Some
Michael.
Some people got Grammys yesterday, but I got El Polo Loco.
Buena suerte en la escuela. Come tus vegetales.
I'm going to go crazy, Oof. Like the commercial says.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great things at El Pollo Loco, and they will be catering the karaoke party that is coming up at Monica's.
They're generous. They're delicious. I love
it. It's Pollo. Healthy.
You do love El Polo Loco. Would you like this card?
But it's El Pollo, not El Polo.
Polo.
Marco.
Marco Polo. Whatever.
Well, put down on your sheet, don't ever do 80s music with me again.
I mean, that
you
was...
Did a great
that
was you did a great job.
That was the longest game we've ever played.
Poor Jeff.
Sure
poor Jeff
was.
Had
I mean,
to
mouth. I mean, we just lost half the show.
We really did. Your extended thing, you should have really thought this out. Like,
and Jeff was very sweet. He mouthed a lot of the answers.
No, I was singing.
Oh, you
And
was
I was telling you, listen to the lyrics.
Oh, that's true.
Thank God we have the second hour today, because that was the first hour.
Well, that's why we're part of the first hour, not the second hour. Although Michael's made it to the second hour.
I think a lot of people probably went storm chasing during that segment.
I think they flipped over to the Weather Channel.
Probably.
And let's talk about this storm. So what the weather nerd told me was that we get about, on the average, about 14 inches of rainfall per year in Los Angeles County, and that we'll be getting somewhere between 5 and 10 in just a few days.
Wow.
So yeah. That's a big storm.
Good. It is.
He had you really stressed out.
He did have me stressed out.
You were like stressed about the rain.
Well, I told him, I said, so are you going to be, you're going to be studying this all weekend? He's like, yeah. I said, just let me know if there's going to be landslides. Like, I was telling Michael, like, I'm not interested unless there's mass destruction. Like, landslides, I want to see cars, like, washed away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want destruction.
All you have to do is get on the freeway.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've renamed it, like, atmospheric rivers and all those things. They're, you know.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a fancy term for rain. I mean, it really is.
What is the bomb cyclone? Why do people keep saying
that? You can ask weather guy. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to.
But then they said that, oh, you should work from home today. They canceled Monroe's school today. I drove to work.
Did
it was just like any rainy day.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad today.
It was a little water.
It wasn't that big of a deal. Although there were a lot of car accidents on the freeway.
Yeah. Oh, there were? Oh, yeah. You took the freeway?
Yeah. Well, because I had to go to Santa Monica.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were boulders and stuff. Things did happen. So, but
really, because when I turned on
the
news this morning, it was like
on,
a retaining wall
failed. Weather segment on this show.
In Arcadia.
Yeah.
And it was like 4 feet tall.
Right.
It was like a garden wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It just feels
I hope it wasn't at Anthony Anderson's house.
It actually looked very familiar. I built a lot of those walls, probably not to code. So Alyssa, unfortunately, I've had to have a lot of discussions with her about the new channel. Well, not the new channel. What is it? The new show launching today, the 2-hour show. So I've had to have way more conversations with her than I wanted. But she told me a very funny story. She was getting her nails done on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And just unsolicited, the woman that was doing her nails said, you know, in Vietnam, double chins are considered very attractive.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's so awful.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
What?
Yes. And I honestly think that I should be on a dating app in Vietnam.
Oh.
I think, don't
you
think?
You would clean up,
kill it. Especially when I had 3 chins versus the 2.
Very attractive.
I don't know how in Vietnam how they feel about 3 chins.
We have to go back to the salon.
We should do a live event in Vietnam.
Thirsty Thursday, Nam.
Oh, by the way, people are saying to lose weight now. I never heard this. To drink lots of water. They're calling it the poor man's Ozempic.
Oh, really?
They're saying
that's always a thing.
Yeah, they're saying drink a lot of water.
Drinking water with lemon might help.
They're saying
you.
So all of us that are on Mounjaro, Ozempic, Wegovy, they're just saying drink water.
So you're on one of those things?
No.
Oh.
But he's drink on water.
Drink just water, eat
you're
less.
Just drinking a lot of water.
Just drink water. They're saying drink 8 ounce glasses a day.
Okay.
But you know
well,
what?
I already do that.
The security guard, who used to not be cute, right?
Has been drinking a lot of water.
He's lost a lot of weight, is what it is. So he was always cute, but he's just, we can see it more now. I guess is what Jeff's point
is. It probably fills you up so you feel less hungry, right? Is that probably what?
Yes, they're saying to drink the water before you eat, and then you're not, and then you're full.
What's your point going to be that he has that enormous canteen? Is that what you were going
to say? Oh, my point was being, yes, he lost a lot of weight. All of a sudden, everybody's looking at him, and he carries this huge jug of water with him all around the studio.
Are you sure it's water and not like
gin? He's probably on Ozempic.
Oh, you're right.
It could be booze.
Oh, he's boozing.
Because you know what? My experience is it does curb my appetite. When I drink, I'm not interested in eating.
Me too.
So you think it might be alcohol.
I think somebody should sniff it.
It's a big Slurpee.
Were people doing coke in your bathroom?
So he's saying it was water.
He's been working really hard. I know that he has. He has really.
But you admit, all of a sudden you've noticed him.
Yes. Actually, this morning I was like, damn, he looks good.
Right. Wow. He just keeps losing more and more weight.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
Could somebody get Michael some water? A big glass.
Great. I need a lot of water.
Another glass of water.
I'm so tired of not fitting in my shirts.
Now, you know, Liz does a lot of movies for Lifetime, and I feel like you...
I was going to say, did you tell him about the movie we're going to produce?
Well, here's the problem. You tend to have a comedic edge. People say you're funny.
Yeah, some do.
He would
do.
Be excellent in this murder mystery of all of the
chums. The problem is her films are dark, depressing, sad.
Ooh, but those are good.
Yeah,
I
but
love
he
those.
Could bring the funny to that. It would be
sometimes
great.
It'd be just fun not to be, you know, just do it.
Yeah.
Mm. What's it about?
You have another dark one coming out?
I do. I have a movie I'm about to direct about the Sarah Lawrence College scandal where the father, Larry Ray, moved into his daughter's dormitory and bunked out for their sophomore year and created a cult over a 10-year period.
I've
Not
seen
quite
that
like the cult of Jeff Lewis, but pretty dark. Some prostitution and some embezzlement.
Well, we have the same.
Yes.
We have the same issues.
Program here.
Yeah, I saw the documentary. I read a book about that. It's
you
good.
You want to play Larry Ray?
Sure.
Okay.
Honestly, he would be.
That'll young you up. He was 50 years old.
We were talking about Doug for the role. But the problem is that you, I think, it could be a surprise that you're a villain, right? Because you seem like a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
With Doug, there's always a little
darkness there.
A little darkness that people, yeah. You know, and it's not just the shed. It's, I think there's something about
something
him
diabolical
that yes. people would suspect he is a villain. But see, with Michael, I think he could be a good Larry Ray, but we still have to cast Doug in it somehow. His
of
brother?
Of course, absolutely.
Concerned father.
This Dumb morning, Doug, we met Doug this
owner.
Morning.
Yes. There's a strip club owner character.
Do you get a weird vibe?
Well, kind of. He smiled at me and said, you know, hi, I'm Doug, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, I hope you really fuck it up today.
Yeah.
He's very competitive.
Yeah,
very.
But he did it with a smile.
Yes, he's very competitive. I'm sorry.
That was weird.
He's not very supportive.
We're going to do a Knives Out kind of inspirational film for all of the chumps, you know, a Knives Out situation.
Fun.
Who's going to be the murderer at the end? Who survives? I don't know. Probably Jeff, unfortunately, because he's the star of the show. But it could be you. And you write, right? You could write a screenplay? You're funny like that?
Wow.
Let's hire his services.
I think he could be good as Larry Ray.
He might be. Let me talk to the studio about it. Cover
they're going to go
cover,
first. They're going to go who?
See,
and then
you thought you were going to get nothing out of this show, but I'm telling you, these chumps are very. You
I might
got
get a,
lifetime
didn't
movie. Didn't you sell a show because of a chump or something?
Kind of, sort of. We because of Alex, who might be listening right now.
Shout out, Alex. Good morning.
Anyway, he's a really high-powered manager, and so because I liked this particular showrunner and he was a fan of the show, he gave me a little bit of opportunity with the showrunner. It didn't work out, but nevertheless, I feel like I got some cred from the show.
You sold a show because of this show. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what. That's mm-hmm. what I meant to
Amazing.
Say. Yes, I did.
That's how I was trying to spin it.
Yes, I sold another show because of this show.
There you go. See, Michael?
I love it. That's great.
And we do all the casting in-house.
Yeah, we do. We cast here.
Yeah.
In the room.
This is the casting couch.
Okay. Oh, well, zip.
Unzip it.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.